Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess. Psalm 91, episode 244, 244. We're personalizing Psalm 91, one verse 10b. Neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. Let's say it again. Neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. Let's say it again. Neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. And we know that the Old Testament was written in Hebrew. And what's the meaning of the plague there? Nega. Nega means blow. There will be no blow on your eye, no blow on your knee, no blow on your stomach, no blow on your abdomen. You should not, as a woman, have your period and the whole world will hear about it because you'll be screaming and vomiting and coughing. And what? No, no, it's not for you. This is not what God has planned. God says no blow will come near your body. Do you believe it? I believe it. So when you believe it, you say it. This is the way. Listen, you do not just say, I believe, and it's in your head. It's in the saying of it. That is how the word of God is activated immediately. Oh, spiritual things begin to happen. Okay, so we linked this scripture with Mark 16 from verse 17, where it says, these signs will follow them that believe in my name. Yes, they will lay hands on the sick. And what happens? Jesus says the sick will recover. So mine is what? Laying hands on the sick. God's own is what? Bringing the recovery. And I said that if you're laying hands on the sick and you are not seeing the recovery, it's because you have not taught the person how to receive. You just tell the person, listen, this is what Jesus has done. Read for the person. Let the person read the Bible himself. See what Jesus has done. If you've not heard what I said in Isaiah chapter 53, coming from verse 1, we went to verse 10 and all that, that God made Jesus sick with our sicknesses and all those things. You're supposed to tell the person, I lay hands on you and God brings the recovery. Just receive the recovery that God brings. So we saw here in Mark chapter 1 how Jesus went to Peter and Andrew's house, saw and heard that the mother-in-law was sick. And what did he do? He went and did a sort of laying hands. What did he do? He took her by the hand. That is Mark 1, verse 31. And he came, that is Jesus came, and took her by the hand and raised her up and said, oh, this is supposed to be, it's not, don't spiritualize it. And you know, he lifted her up into glory. He lifted her up into power. He lifted her up into wellness. And that wellness is, no, it's this, listen, this is literal. He took her by, but this is what we are supposed to do. Oh, I see you. I see that you'll be taking people by the hand. Taking them by the hand, lifting up them up from the bed. You'll be taking people who are paralyzed by the hand. You'll be taking people who are blind by the hand. You'll be taking people who are in the last stages of cancer by the hand. You'll be taking people who are supposed to go for surgery. You take them by the hand and you lift them up, and that is it. This is what Jesus did. He said, imitate me. We imitate him. Peter and John, they imitate. They, after they saw this, so when Peter saw the guy at the gate called Beautiful, what did he do? He also took him by the hand. He said, silver and gold have I none, such as I have given to thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And he took him by the hand. That was all. That was all. There was not one times of fasting and prayer before. He just copied. He just copied. That's what we do. When we copy, we're copying in faith, saying, this is what Jesus did. His life is now in me. The same life that was in Jesus is the life I have now. And by this life, he took the hands of the sick and lifted them up. And that was, they were healed. My part is to do it. God's part is to bring the recovery. And listen, if you, a human being, will do your part, then you turn around and say, God won't do his part. How low can you bring God? You think he won't do his part? It's unbelief that is worrying us. Unbelief. And that's why some people, when you fast, it helps you. Unbelief. Listen, learn to live in the word. I see it in the word. this is what I will do. This is what is happening in my life. This is it. I don't have to huff and puff. I don't have to. All I need to do is to believe and go along with God. And this is when we begin to see mighty, mighty miracles. I begin to tell you about the things God, I've seen God do as I laid hands on the sick, as I took people by the hand. Amazing stories. Amazing story. And I see the same thing happening for you. Happening for you. In Jesus' name. You are blessed, 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 blessed. Bye.